morning. I'd like to call this meeting of the Administration Committee to order. Our first item of business is to approve today's agenda. Does anyone have a suggested change to the agenda? If not, the agenda is approved as presented. Thank you. Now that we have the agenda approved, I'd like to welcome everyone to the first meeting of the Administration Committee. Since this is our first meeting, I want to take the opportunity to give you an overview of the committee's responsibilities, as these will guide our work plan for the coming year. The Administration Committee is responsible for the development of guidance for administrative matters, labor issues, human resources, procurement, compensation and benefits issues, civil rights and fair practice programs, insurance coverages, and WMATA business systems implementation. The one item on today's agenda relates to our role in overseeing WMATA's procurement policies and practices. Staff is seeking authorization to extend the parts bridging program, which was established in 2015 to restore spare parts availability, develop competition among vendors, and to achieve eligibility for federal reimbursement for parts purchases. I'll turn the floor over to Metro's Chief Internal Business Operations, John Kuhl, and his team for their presentation. Mr. Kuhl.
Good morning, and thank you, Ms. Harley. It's a pleasure to be here meeting everyone for the first time, and I just want to quickly introduce the two panel members with me here today. To my right is Ms. Suzette Moore, who is our new Chief Procurement Officer, and to her right is Mr. Bill Walters, who is one of our senior procurement managers who works in our procurement office. Mr. Walters was actually the acting Chief Procurement Officer since May until Ms. Moore arrived last month. And it's our pleasure to be here to present to you the Parts Bridging Program extension request. I will quickly go over the PowerPoint, and we'll be glad to answer any questions after the presentation. First slide. Basically, we're here today, as Ms. Harley outlined, to seek the board's approval to extend the Parts Bridging Program enrollment period, which currently ends on December 31st, 2016, and we would like to request a one-year extension to December 31st, 2017. Essentially, the Parts Bridging Program is to allow the Procurement Office of WMATA to continue to restore parts, spare parts availability and to develop competition and to achieve federal reimbursement eligibility. We're obviously working on also on a concurrent basis within our procurement office to reduce all the procurement cycle times for spot buys, and it also allows us to use the non-federal funds to purchase these parts. And the Parts Bridging Program obviously so allow us to acquire parts on a limited basis that are urgently needed, such as parts needed for the Safe Track program. Next slide. Essentially, this slide outlines what has transpired between 2014 and now. And in March of 2014, the FTA obviously rolled out an FMO audit, which identified necessary corrections and with regard to Metro's full commitment to full and open competition in its procurement program. And then in April of 2014, the board passed a resolution that basically imposed on the procurement office to meet federal standards for all procurements that Metro conducts, regardless of funding source, including our operating funds. And that was obviously passed in direct response to the FTA audit. And in October of 2015, last year, the then former chief procurement officer highlighted the parts inventory to be a key driver of low rail car availability due to the time frames needed to meet federal standards to acquire parts, and therefore we were obviously having difficulty obtaining the necessary specialized parts for the rail cars. And so therefore, that issue was brought to light to the board when in December 2015, the board passed a new resolution that temporarily relaxed the restrictions imposed as a result of the resolution that was passed in April of 2014. So right now, the Parts Bridging Program, as I mentioned earlier, expires at the end of this year in December of 2016, And when basically when the current parks bridging program expires and barring any further action, obviously we're gonna be required to meet all federal standards on all procurements regardless of funding source. But that's what's transpired between 2014 and currently. Next slide. So the current status with regards to, as I mentioned, includes all operating funds with Metro, and Board Resolution 2014-19, as I mentioned, as interpreted, we have to meet all federal requirements on all procurements. So obviously impacts our ability to acquire parts on an expedient basis due to federal rules. Board Resolution, the parts procurement bridge was put into play and it provides relief to the procurement and acquisition of critical parts, especially when we use non-federal funding, since we are using operating funds to acquire the parts and respond to all the critical parts needed by rail cars and the bus operations program. Once again, the window to enroll these parts ends in December 31st, 2016. So we need a decision and request the board to approve a one-year extension to allow us to continue to use the parts bridging program until December 31st, 2017. Next slide. There are several key requirements required as part of the parts bridging program. And the program standards basically allows Metro to temporarily purchase parts using non-federal funding, otherwise our operating funds, until through December of 2017, and then addresses parts as urgently needed by either the bus program and especially the rail program, and we'll be obviously using those on a limited basis where applicable. Parts can be enrolled by our chief procurement officer as long as it meets the board resolution as defined for six permitted justifications, which includes safety critical, proprietary, qualified, under warranty, interoperability, and or a combination of all of those other five definitions. Metro is required to obviously provide a quarterly routine report to the board with regard to all the parts that we are currently enrolling under the parts bridging program. And on the next slide, I will go through what we have done since we started the program, and we'll be providing our first reports to you shortly after this first committee meeting. And so by December 2016, the current program ends, and competition process will be required to meet federal standards starting on January 1st, 2017. Next slide. So currently, we have started several procurements, working in conjunction and closely with our program offices in rail car maintenance as well as bus maintenance to identify the necessarily needed parts for the programs based on their projected maintenance schedules. And we have one procurement. I'm glad to report that with our first procurement has been awarded to WebTech, which includes two 279 critically needed parts that that the rail car needs. And we have two additional procurements which will be awarded by the end of this month, which will include an additional 116 to rail line and an additional 89 parts that are routinely utilized through Bombardier. And that's a total of 484 parts that will be under contract by the end of this month. And we have two additional procurements that's not listed on this slide that's underway as well, which by next month we should be in a position to award those contracts as well. And so we'll be including those procurement awards as part of the first report to the board committee. Next slide. So the recommended option, as mentioned earlier at the beginning of the presentation, is to request an extension of the parts bridging program, which we have just started utilizing. And obviously we want to fully employ this program through next year and award as many multi-year contracts as we can so that we can allow our rail car maintenance as well as our bus maintenance to be able to easily obtain parts that are under contract, so they can just basically order directly from the vendor once the contracts are awarded, so that we'll never run out of parts for these critically needed programs. And so that's the recommended option to extend the parts bridging program by 1 year until December 31st of 2017. Thank you. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Well, I guess I'll start with, I had raised this offline, but can you give a little background as to the gap of when the board actually approved this in November of last year versus now? Because from the public's aspect, it would look like nothing has been done for 6 months, and we're just asking for an extension because of that.
Right. Now, I'll be happy to answer that. I joined, obviously, the WMATA team towards the end of June, just earlier this year. And upon my arrival, I immediately, obviously, looked at the history of what we have been doing. And basically, obviously, that's been a lot of organizational changes and staffing changes. And obviously, we have a new chief procurement officer aboard. We have a couple of new procurement managers that are also aboard as well. There's been some restructuring within our procurement office to solidify how we oversee our procurement processes. And at the same time, a consultant was hired through McKinsey, was a consultant that was hired to assist the procurement office in the planning effort along with the program offices to determine what the necessary critical parts are in order to develop a three-phase program that we worked out with the consultant. And that three-phase program is in part what we are currently doing, engaged in with the Parts Procurement Bridge Program. Phase one is to basically refill all the parts bins that are empty and to ensure that we never run out of any critically needed parts, and we have been utilizing operating funds to do spot buys, simplify purchases to make sure that all the necessary parts are there in the and available in the parts bins. Phase two is what we're currently doing in terms of engaging competition to award more multi-year contracts versus these short-term one-year contracts or spot buys to make sure that long-term we have all the parts available under contract to be available to our maintenance divisions. And phase three, when we fully conclude phase one and phase two, if we determine that there's a lack of availability due to competition or specialization of the parts needed, especially for rail cars, we will be attempting under phase three to work with the FTA to determine if we can apply for waivers from the federal requirements that's under the federal FDA FAR's regulations. So a lot of things has been transpiring, I would say, since the beginning of this year with regard to the planning process of restructuring the procurement office and also the planning phases with the consultant to get us to start the process in basically July of this year.
Does anyone else have any questions? Mr. Dorsey.
Thank you. So next year, we'd likely be in a position, given that we expect that this will help improve system reliability and uptime, we would be back again next year wanting to consider another extension unless we figure out a fix to the issues related from the 2014 regulation and also federal regulations. So my question is, what needs to happen from your perspective in order to get that necessary relief, because it's not financially sustainable to always use operating funds to pay for things that could be paid for with capital funds, correct?
Correct, yes. And what we're currently doing is obviously we want to, as I mentioned briefly, that we want to solidify our oversight of our own procurement program right now. With Ms. Moore just joining our team as our chief procurement officer, she's actively already engaged in the three short weeks that she's been with us to look at what we need to do within the program to make sure that we carry out proper training, enforcement, compliance actions with our entire procurement staff. We want to work with all of our program areas to ensure that everyone understands what those rules are so that we comply with not only federal requirements on federally funded contracts, but also those that are where we use operating funds. And because we've got to comply with our own PPM, the procurement manual.
Yes.
And we're looking at our current policy. policies from the standpoint of where we can reinforce our current procurement policies as well, and where we need to update the PPM manual and other policies that needs to be developed as well.
And if I can add to that, there is a great plan in place. So what I've been doing over the last 3 weeks since I've been here is actually engaging with the team, because Bill and John have worked very hard to get the plan in place. So it's easy to understand what needed to be done. I have been given the latitude to actually reach out, bring on more procurement professionals to train them, to establish a training program so that they understand the rules and regulations, to update the procedures that we all have to follow. So it's in my hands now to make sure that we deliver. So we're here today to ask for this extension so that we all can have a good shot at delivering the program. And I think that we certainly can do that with the new process of training that we have in place.
So to answer your question fully, a year from now, we hope to come back to you and report that our procurement program is solid. We know what we're doing. You can be reassured of that. And we are hoping that perhaps that we can relax the federal requirements on the non-federal funded portion of the process.
Mm-hmm. I would just say, Chair Hartley, that given all the turnover, you know, this is somewhat of a reset, and it'll be interesting to monitor how this is moving forward. But then I think the board will have to probably consider a few policy issues, and we look forward to your recommendations on those in the coming months as you move beyond 3 weeks of tenure.
I look forward to it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, do I have a motion to approve the one-year extension of the Parts Bridging Program? A second? Aye. In favor?
Aye.
Approved.
Thank you.
Thank you. Meeting is adjourned.